Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. And welcome to the end of our series that we've done on how to stay positive in a negative world. And as I've mentioned a number of times, this is a departure from me just sitting here and teaching you directly the Word of God, but we actually had an entire television production at our Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar over the 1st of January. And this is the first time we've done something like this and played it on our television program. You know, this is the format that I feel most comfortable with. I really wanted a format to where it's just like I was sitting down at a, you know, your kitchen table and just talking directly to you. So that's the reason we don't have multiple cameras going, and I'm just talking directly to you, kind of like a news broadcast where it's one-on-one. And that is the format that I'm going to use. But I also thought that it would provide a little bit of a break and provide you with a little bit different ministry. I minister differently when I'm in front of a large group of people, and so I thought it would be good. If you've been, you know, if you've enjoyed this format or whatever your response is, we would be interested in hearing that. And so I encourage you to call or write and let us know about whether you enjoyed these programs or not. And also, let me mention that today is our last day to teach on how to stay positive in a negative world. I've been on this for 3 weeks, and we're offering the CDs and the DVDs that were made from this Gospel Truth Seminar in Phoenix, Arizona, as our offer. And the reason I think it's important that you get the product and not just the program by itself is because you get the teaching broken up into little 30-minute segments when you watch the television program. And even though you can get a lot of benefit from that, it makes a bigger impact when you listen to the entire teaching in one time. And it gives you the ability to go back over this, plus it also gives you the ability to share this truth with someone else, like your wife or your husband or your children or something. So I really believe that the product is very important. Today will be our last day to offer you the fifth teaching as a free gift. It'll also be our last day to offer you the CD or the DVD album. So at the end of this program, our announcer is going to come on and give that information to you. And please be ready to write this down. And I encourage you to get this product. Now we're going to go back into this teaching. Remember, this is from a live Gospel Truth Seminar. And I'm teaching on how to stay positive in a negative world. Specifically, I'm talking about how faith is actually better than sight. So we're going to go back into that. Be sure and be ready to get the materials at the end of the program. When we get born again, now God has given us back this sixth sense. You can see by faith. You can know things in your heart that you can't know in your head. You can hear the voice of God with your heart that you can't hear with your head. You can understand things with your heart that you can't understand with your head. I got a complete, absolute, total peace. Honestly, I have not had one anxious thought about having to raise $40 million. That defies logic. There was times back when $100 used to, there was a time where we were in such bad shape that I was asleep and I was having nightmares, and I'm a vivid dreamer. And apparently I was talking in my sleep, and I had this dream that it was so bad I just quit. And I went and joined the Air Force. And I was going to pay back all of my debts by joining the Air Force. And I mean, I'm a vivid dreamer. I dream in color. It's hard for me to tell if I'm dreaming or if I'm awake. And anyway, I woke up in the morning and I realized, oh, it was a dream. And I was laying in bed saying, thank you, Jesus, that I didn't have to go join the Air Force. And Jamie leaned over and she says, you know, things aren't so bad that you had to go join the Air Force. And boy, for just a second, I mean, my heart just, oh, God, it was real. I really did. And then she started laughing. I'd been talking in my sleep and she had heard me. But there was a time that I used to worry over $100 or over $1,000. Now $35 million, no big deal.
Because I've learned how to walk by faith. I've learned how to see things differently, and I can see it. I can see it. And this is what Paul is talking about. He goes on in the fifth chapter. I'm not going to take time to read it all, but he's expressing and giving you an example of how he sees by faith. He says, because if this physical body was to be dissolved, we have another body for us. Where's your proof of that? You can't prove that we're going to get a glorified body. It's something that we believe, but you can't prove it in a test tube. Paul was talking about faith. He saw with his heart that we were going to have a glorified body. He said over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that, man, if Christ rose from the dead, how do some people say that we aren't going to rise from the dead? If we don't rise from the dead, then Jesus isn't raised from the dead. Our faith is in vain. And he wrote the whole 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians to show that we are going to have a physical resurrection. We will have a glorified body. He believed it. And so this is what he's talking about. And he says, if this house is dissolved, we got another house. We got another body. And he goes on to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 5, he says, now he that wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who hath also given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. As long as you are carnal and limited to this body and only operating in the physical realm, you are separated from the Lord. It doesn't have to be that way, because you aren't only a physical body. You've got a born-again spirit that can operate in things beyond the natural. You can see and hear things that you can't see and hear. You can live that way. And then he says in the next verse, for we walk by faith and not by sight. That's the normal Christian life. Brothers and sisters, most Christians don't walk by faith. They do walk by sight. Most Christians are more moved by what they see, taste, hear, smell, and feel than they are what the Word says. And that is the problem. Because all of God's power is in the spirit part of us. You have to believe, and faith is like a bridge that allows what's true in the spirit realm to come over into this physical realm. I believe that God wants us to physically be well and to have prosperity and feel these things in the physical realm, but it all starts in the spirit, and faith is the way that that comes from the spirit into the physical realm. And if you can't believe for something that you can't see, taste, hear, smell, or feel, then you are shutting off the flow of God through you into the physical realm. You've got to get to where you see things that you can't see, that you hear things that you can't hear. For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Paul was so convinced of this that he was living in the Spirit. He says, it's not me living, it's Christ living in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Paul was living more in the Spirit than he was in the physical. He was in the physical, but it was the Spirit that was controlling him and dominating him so much so that he says, man, I'd rather go to be with the Lord. Heaven was more real to him than the physical world. When you get like that, not much will bother you. When you get to where the spirit, you know, they can't touch your spirit. They could whip you, they could beat you, they could put you in prison, but your spirit can't be touched. You can be in relationship with God. You can be in a hard time. You can be going through problems, and your spirit is just rejoicing and praising God. When you get to where you walk by the Spirit and not in the flesh, man, you just become immune to all of the negativeness of this world, all of the fear of this world. But the problem is we have been dominated and limited to the flesh. You don't have to be that way. You shouldn't be that way. It takes time to develop. And many people haven't operated in the Spirit because they haven't even got a goal of it. They don't even know that it's possible. They look around and think that just being human is the way that you have to live. You aren't only human. You are born again. There is a part of you that is supernatural and it's identical to Jesus. You aren't growing to be like Jesus. In your flesh, it's becoming more like Jesus as you renew your mind. But your spirit, the moment you get born again, is identical to Jesus. It has His mind, 1 Corinthians 2:16, Colossians 3:10, 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. Many scriptures, you have the mind of Christ. You know all things. That's not true with your little peanut brain, but in your spirit, you know everything. And this is the reason it's so important to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit does many things. One of them is He'll give you the ability to speak in tongues. And the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 14:14 that when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. What is that spirit praying? According to 1 Corinthians 14:2, the hidden wisdom of God. You are speaking the wisdom of God out of your mouth. And then 1 Corinthians 14:13 says, if you pray in tongues, pray that you interpret. So when you come up against something that you don't know what to do, all you got to do is start praying in tongues. And your spirit is praying the hidden wisdom of God. You've got a scripture that says interpret it. And you know what? You can get this mind of Christ that is in your spirit interpreted and out here into the physical realm, where all of a sudden you have creative ideas and you understand things and God gives you wisdom and you're able to do things that you couldn't do otherwise. I could give you 10 million examples of this. You know, this whole thing that we talked about this week, tonight, about this property and the Lord giving us this, we were moving towards, we had to do something. And I just, as I prayed, I was listening with my heart. God began to show me, and it became obvious to me that we had to do something now. If we were going to build, it was going to take 2 or 3 years. And I sat down and started meditating. And so I got some guys together. We started discussing it. And God supernaturally led us. We went and did some things. And we have bought a piece of property. It's probably worth at least $10 million, maybe $15 million for 4 million. What a great idea. What a great deal. You know, my mother just died this year, June the 1st, 96 years old. And I was talking to her right before she died. And she was asking me to tell her once again about all the things God was doing around the world through the ministry. And she just loved it. She was so excited. And I was telling her about all of these things. And she looked at me and stuck her little bony finger right in my face. And she said, Andy, you know you aren't smart enough to do that. And I said, yes, Mother, I know I am not smart enough to do that. I'm telling you, this wasn't my great genius that made us get something for 1/4 of what it's worth. You know what it was? I was just praying and seeking God. And the Holy Spirit starts speaking to you. And God starts inspiring you. And so you just begin to take steps here and there. And God makes you look good. And God makes things work out if you will start listening. You have an ability to know things with your heart that you can't know with your head. This is a time that everybody's saying, hold back. We have access to a number of churches and ministries that when this recession hit, before they had any decrease in their income, they decreased their expenses 20%, 25%, anticipating problems when they didn't even have a problem. That's the wisdom of the world. We have increased. We've increased over 20% during a recession. We went out and bought the biggest purchase of our life. I'm starting into the biggest expense I've ever had in my life. It's counterintuitive, but it fits well with the heart. And you hide and watch. Some of you may not agree with what I'm saying, but you hide and watch. Within the next 3 or 4 years, I'll have $35 million and I'll do this thing debt free and it'll be done. And you may say, well, it'll never happen. Well, that's because you don't believe. It'll happen. And when it happens, you'll have to say, man, I remember when he started talking about this. That was an absolute miracle. And you know how all this happens? Because you can see things with your heart that you can't see with your head. If all you're doing is saying, oh, God, heal me, and then you go to the mirror to see, is the tumor gone? You feel to see, is the pain gone? And you're always looking in the physical to find out, is God real? Did God move? You're carnal. And the carnal mind is enmity against God. Romans chapter 8. It says the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. If you are just going to go by your 5 senses, you are never going to experience God's power. You've got to get to where you start seeing by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. You got to see what you can't see. Isn't that powerful? You know, the building that we're in now, when we got it, it was an empty thing. And I had to believe God for the money. $3.2 million to redo that. And that was 10 times 100 times what I'd ever believed for it at that time. It was a major step. And you know what I did? I started seeing by faith. I sat down and I drew plans. I had our builder put duct tape on the floor where the walls were going to be. And I used to walk that thing. I would walk 5 miles, 10 miles a night praying in tongues. And I'd walk and pray and I'd see that building finished. And I never stepped over the tape because I saw those walls. I would walk around to where the door was and I'd open that door and I'd walk through. I was seeing it with my heart. I'm sure that if people would have seen me in there, they would have thought, you're absolutely crazy. You've lost your mind. But you know what I was doing? I was seeing with my heart. We built a stage and I put buckets up there, 5 gallon buckets and plywood on top of it. And I stood where the stage was going to be. And I preached to people that weren't there. I preached entire messages. I saw it. And then when we got it done and it was debt free and we moved in, which was an absolute miracle, man, all of my Bible college students and staff, everybody was so excited and they were just praising God. And I was just the same. I was just standing here praising God and worshiping God. And people looked. I had one Bible college student come up and says, aren't you excited? And I said, yeah, I'm excited. He says, well, you don't act excited. And I said, you know what? I have been excited for a year. I was excited when I saw it with my heart. When I see it with my eyes, that's anticlimactic. When I see something in my heart, it's more real to me than when I see it with my physical eyes. Some of you may not understand that. If you're carnal, it just sounds like that's impossible. But I honestly am living that way. What I see with my heart is more real to me than what I see with my eyes. You know, we had a service where we invite people to come check out our Bible college. And this has been, I forget, 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. And we had about 200, 300 people in a hotel room. And I was sitting like right there, similar to the way we were. There was a center aisle. And I was sitting there. And over on this side, there were double doors. And we were worshiping God. Jamie was singing and praying, playing, and the presence of God fell, and people were just worshiping God. And I had my eyes closed worshiping God. And in my heart, with faith, I saw Jesus walk through those doors, just throw those doors open like that. And then he stepped inside, and those doors just closed behind him. And then he walked over to these two ladies that were from the Chicago area and were in our Bible school in Chicago. And he walked over to one and he just touched one on the head like that. And I mean, boom, she fell prostrate on the floor, spread eagle with her arms out, just worshiping God and praising God. And then he skipped two people and he walked over and touched this other woman and she fell to her knees and just put her hands up and began to start worshiping God. I was seeing all of this in my heart. And so, you know what? It was so real to me that standing there, I opened my eyes to look over here and see what I could see. And when I opened my eyes, both of those doors just went boom like that and opened. But I couldn't see a person. But the doors opened and then they just slowly closed. And I kept looking and this first woman all of a sudden just fell on her face, arms out, praising God. And then in just a moment, the next woman that I'd seen, she fell to her knees and started. Everything I was seeing in my heart, I was seeing in the physical, except I couldn't see Jesus. And there was a 15 or 20 second delay from when I'd first seen it. And you know what I did? I closed my eyes because I could see better with my heart than I could see with my eyes. And I went back to just seeing Jesus. And Jesus came over and stood by me and talked to me. And then I saw him walk down the aisle and touch people. And after the service, I went and asked those people. I didn't tell them what I'd seen. I said, what happened during that service? And they'd tell me something, and it was exactly what I'd seen. Do you know you can get to where you can see better with your heart than you can see with your eyes? You can get to what you see and what you believe and what you feel in your heart is more real to you than what you feel in your body. It's more real to you than what the lawyer has to say, than what the banker has to say, than what the doctor has to say. This is what Paul was talking about. He's seeing things that can't be seen. He walked by faith and not by sight. At one time, they only knew Jesus in a physical way, but now they knew him after the Spirit. And he says, we don't know any man after the flesh. You know, if we would know people by the Spirit, if we would walk in faith, there wouldn't be any such thing as prejudice. You wouldn't look at the color of a person's skin. You wouldn't look at how nicely they're dressed, whether they have gold or jewelry. All of that is carnal. You'd look at the heart of a person. You'd know person heart to heart, spirit to spirit. You would evaluate people differently. You would see things differently. You would feel differently. And yet the sad thing is most people are just totally carnal. So how is it that you start walking by sight? I mean by faith and not by sight. Romans 10:17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God, if you read it with your heart, if you open up your heart and let God speak to you, the Word of God will give you spiritual eyesight and hearing. You'll start seeing things differently. You'll perceive things differently. You'll hear differently. You'll hear them talk about a recession, and you'll hear instead that, man, my God shall supply all of my need. And you'll think differently, and you'll act differently, and instead of responding in fear, you'll operate in faith. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, if all we do is abandon ourselves to the carnal realm, all you're going to get is carnal results. Romans chapter 8, verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Spiritually minded, John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. For you to be spiritually minded, you got to be word minded. You got to think according to the Word. And if you get to where you spend more time in the Word than you do in the world, you will become spiritual and you'll begin to start seeing and hearing and walking by faith. We see this happen all of the time in our Bible school. We have people come in and they felt stirred and they come to Bible school, but they don't know what they're getting into. And they come there and they have all kinds of attitudes and stuff, but they sit under the Word and all of a sudden their eyesight opens up. They start thinking differently. They feel differently. And before you know it, they're changed and they didn't even mean to change. It's effortless change. We had one guy come from Chicago who didn't want to come to Bible school. He was 17 years old, but his mother was a partner. And she sent him to school, bought him a car, bought him an apartment, all of the furnishings for the apartment, if he'd just go to Bible school for 6 months. So he came to Bible school, 17-year-old kid, telling everybody, I'm just here for the first term. I'm out of here. I don't want... He was a nice guy. He wasn't bad. He wasn't rebellious. He just didn't want to be there. He was there so he could get the car and all of the things that his parents were going to give him. But you know what? He sat under the Word 4 hours a day for 6 months. And at Christmas time, he went home not expecting to come back. And when he went home, he found out that he was different. His friends, he couldn't get along with them anymore. They were carnal. They were doing things that he didn't like anymore. A couple of his friends had been killed in the inner city of Chicago, and he just realized, I don't like this life anymore. I don't want this. And boy, he was back in January, and he finished all of school and graduated because the Word of God just changed him. This is a live book. You go to studying it, it will make you come alive. Your spirit, your spiritual hearing and faith will start developing. And it'll just happen. You won't even know how it happens. I'm telling you, it works. This is not difficult, what I've said. I know many of you are thinking, oh, this is weird. This is far out. You know what? This is normal Christian living.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, How to Stay Positive in a Negative World, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. Or if you prefer, you can get the DVD as seen on TV for a gift of any amount. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The fifth teaching in the How to Stay Positive in a Negative World series is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this fifth CD free of charge when you write or call. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Woodland Park, Colorado, June 26th for the Pikes Peak Christian Artist Festival, in Colorado Springs for the Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd, and in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a Gospel Truth Seminar, July 15th through the 17th. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma, July 28th through the 30th, and in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar, August 12th through the 14th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net.
I want to give you a quick update on our project here in Woodland Park. We've called it the Sanctuary, which that word means a place dedicated to the glory of God, and that's what this place is. And we're in the process of moving out here. We purchased this 157 acres in September of 2009, and since then we've been going through permit process. The plot that I'm on right now is where our buildings will sit. The view behind me of Pikes Peak is where we will be building these buildings. It's going to be awesome. And we are now in the process of going through all of the permits, all of these processes. And we hope that in the summer, probably at least before August of 2010, we'll be able to start putting in the roads and putting in the infrastructure, the utilities, electrical, water, sewage, all of these things, and give access to the building site so that we can begin the excavation and the actual building process in 2011.
For a complete report on this story, go to awmi.net and click on today's news feature.